Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning world. How are you doing today? This is Miss Laughlot on the line. And you know what? We really have a really special surprise guest this morning, and I'm really happy and so honored to welcome the founder of Laughter Yoga here on Blog Talk Radio, Dr. Madan. How are you?
I'm fine. I'm fine, Ms. Laughlot. How are you?
Better now. Oh. Wow. I'm so honored that you called. Everybody, Dr. Madan, we were just kind of chatting on Skype, and now here we are on Blog Talk Radio, and it was so wonderful to see your beautiful face and hear your beautiful voice here. Whereabouts are you in this world?
I'm so excited. I mean, I've been talking about your Blog Talk Radio, been putting on my website, asking people to come on and listen to the Blog Talk Radio, but I've never been on live show, so because I'm so busy. So today, just by coincidence, I'm here, and it's lovely to be with you, Ms. Laughlot.
Well, you picked a fine day to be here, as any day would be fine for you to be here. But any day is a great day to laugh, and that's what we are going to do. What we do is a mini laughter meditation. This is what we had lined up today. But you know what? I'm feeling the need for. Hello?
Yeah,
okay.
I'm there.
Sorry, I had to switch phones there. But we can do anything. Welcome to the chat room, Betty Jo Tucker. We've got listeners.
we can laugh for some time. If you have any questions, I would love to answer the question or anything, whatever comes up. Or maybe I'll ask you.
Questions like, where do I begin?
Let's begin with laughter only. You and me, just laughing, pure laughter, nothing else.
All right.
Are you ready?
I'm so ready.
Ha 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 Thank you so much for the laugh.
Oh, thank you. Everybody, if you've just joined in, we are talking to the founder of Laughter Yoga himself, Dr. Madan Gateria, my mentor. I'm really honored to meet you. Are you in India right now? Where are you?
Yeah, I'm in Mumbai, and I'm preparing for a television show for Indian television. Every Sunday, they're planning to telecast Laughter Yoga for 30 minutes every Sunday, and we're planning to film that show. And so that's the reason I'm mostly in Bangalore these days, because setting up the Laughter University over there.
Right. So sounds like you've got lots on your plate. You've got the television show, so and you're also doing the Laughter University. I'd like to talk about both. So the television show, is this something that is this new, Madan, or is this something that you've been doing?
I did some Laughter Yoga, a few episodes for some network, but now they are preparing it with a, it's called Laughter Yoga Health and Fitness Show, because I was editor of a health magazine. So not only we laugh, about half of the time we spend talking about health, fitness, different times. It's like a holistic health show where we integrate different systems of healing, modern system, allopathy, homeopathy, Ayurveda, nature cure. We talk about yoga, we talk about lifestyles, we talk about behavior science. This is what I have been doing before I started Laughter Yoga. I was editor of a health magazine as well as I was practicing as a doctor.
So
these health show people, they want to bring in lots of health tips, interview with doctors, interview with different experts from fitness industry.
Mm-hmm. So are you, and
yeah.
So you're still doing the magazine, or is that something you still do?
No, I stopped magazine in 2002 because I could not, because I'm devoting all my, most of my time traveling around the world and spreading this stuff. So I didn't have much time to write for the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
So I stopped. Now they want to bring all that stuff I had for about 10 years. So they want to film it and put it on Laughter Yoga Health and Fitness Show in India.
Wow. And so are you producing it or somebody else?
There will be a host on the show. My wife Madhuri will be there, and we will be inviting different doctors like cardiologists. I will ask him that how Laughter Yoga will contribute to the healthy heart. Talk about blood pressure, how Laughter Yoga. So there will be some experts from different fields like diabetes, like asthma, chest medicine. We also talk to Ayurvedic specialists about how we can integrate different systems of healing. So it's not about me. I will have a show who will be presenting, a beautiful lady, and then she will be talking to me, then I'll make people laugh. We will have a recorded about almost like 200 laughter exercises, and then we will have interviews from the Laughter Club members in India whose lives been changed because of this simple exercise.
Wow. Well, that sounds really fascinating. That sounds like a lot of fun. And so that's starting now every Sunday. That'll be every Sunday. And
yeah, starting from April. So I will be filming from first week of March, and then they'll start telecasting from April onwards.
Oh, okay. So it's not a live broadcast. It's
No. Because yeah. I can't stay at one place because I have to travel.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. Wow, that's really exciting. So it sounds like you guys will be hosting. You and Madhuri will be hosting it, and you'll be having different guests like cardiologists and different people who have actually experienced.
Yeah, different doctors and experts.
Yeah,
from different healing systems.
Wow, that's so exciting. And so what about your Laughter Yoga University? That's an amazing concept too.
That's my heart. I've been dreaming about Laughter University since 5 years. And the concept of laughter, because now Laughter Yoga is spreading all over the world, we are in almost 65 countries. So I thought, we don't have a place where we have formal teaching, coaching, so systems where I could train hundreds of thousands of people, not me, because now it's well accepted and easy to practice. So I need to create more systems, more research on the Laughter Yoga. And so I envisioned that there will be one center in each continent, one in Asia where we'll be headquarters in India, Bangalore, and then one in USA, Canada, and one center for USA and Canada and Americas, and one in Europe, one in South Africa, and then one in Australia. So these five centers will be the hub of the Laughter Yoga teaching, coaching, training systems. And then we are also going to buy a ship called Peace Boat, SS Shanti, which goes around. This will be known as Mobile University, which goes around the world and connect all the cultures. So objective of setting up university is to create 1 million laughter clubs in the next 10 years all over the world. And connect them like a family. And for example, in one typical university center in Bangalore, we will have not only laughter yoga, we will have a complete department of joy, which will incorporate music, singing, dancing, then it will incorporate play, theater, all kind of cultural dances, music, and then of course laughter yoga systems. We also incorporate naturopathic healing system. People could learn about naturopathy. They want to lose weight, they want to change their lifestyle, diets. So we'll have all naturopathic experts. We have Ayurvedic experts. If somebody wants to know and treat themselves with Ayurvedic systems, there will be some experts there.
Mm-hmm.
Also, we will have some people from acupressure, acupuncture, there will be some department of traditional yoga and huge department of joy, like where people could learn to sing, learn to dance. We will integrate all the music of the world, all the music, all the dancing and folk dances, cultural dances. All. So this is what my vision is about the University of Laughter. And then attached to the Laughter University complex, there will be a community living complex called Laughter City.
Oh.
So people could actually live in there, buy their apartment, bungalows, and live like a township. We're creating a little township. So I got 100 acres of land outside Bangalore, and we'll create a community living from people from all over the world will come. They can stay, they can. Even people can buy the properties there and rent it out or something like same thing will happen in Australia, America, and European center.
Mm-hmm.
So become a one unit.
Wow. In the Laughter City, that's so, and you plan to have Laughter Cities all over the world?
Yeah, all five centers will have a Laughter City, a community living a residential complex.
Mm-hmm.
Will be known as Laughter City.
Wow. And do you think that will be close to the universities then?
No, see, this is a community living concept based on the principles of laughter yoga.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't want to hold it in Bangalore. Suppose now already people from other towns, they are asking if we could create a small replica of university in our town because people cannot come so far away to Bangalore. India is a big country. So I said, okay, let me complete the first one, then you can make copies anyway.
Like,
wow. So Laughter City could be, each and every city will have a Laughter City in the outskirts, like New York. Like, where do you live?
I live in Quesnel, BC, British Columbia. Mm-hmm.
Okay, maybe your city can have another Laughter City, or not, of course you could.
Oh, that would be lovely. That would be lovely.
Mm-hmm.
So, do you envision people growing their own food in these cities, the Laughter Cities? Would they be growing their own food? Like, would you be self-sustaining?
Oh, no. So, we won't have much, because it's a living, we will have lots of activity based, and I don't know how much land will be available if people want to grow their food, but we will buy only organic food for the consumption. But I don't know, depends how much land is available, we could grow food. But basically idea is to create a community living concept where we can live together, we can learn together, we can share, we can travel around the world.
Mm. Well, that's it's so nice. It's such a beautiful vision, Madan. Bringing everybody together in the Laughter City. I mean, it's just it's pure joy, right? And
yeah, it will be a place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's creating that network, right? I mean, people. It's so nice for people to have
a strong network. Yeah. So yeah, that's great. Wow, you're a busy guy. You're a busy man. How can you manage everything you do? You must be really good at managing your time.
Actually, I don't manage at all because this is not my business. So I'm not worried about what I'm getting out of it or what I will lose out of it. So I'm just going with the flow, doing one thing at a time. And if there's a lot of people think wanting to do, I say, no, I can just finish one thing at a time. So there's nothing for me to get stressed about. I'm not excited if people are pumping in a lot of money because it's not me. It's not about my personal gains. It's about the whole world I'm creating. So why should I be worried about where the money will come from and how will it be spent? And so I'm busy. I have 24 hours, but I sleep for 6 hours. I laugh in the morning at 4 o'clock, but then I start doing whatever comes up my way. Like, for example, I was just, you sent me a chat and I thought of going to the Block Talk Radio. So I never decided. I just go with the flow. This is how I live. Whoever comes my way. My life.
And that's how we're supposed to be. I think we've forgotten that, right? I mean, back in the day when there's no concrete, no cars, and, you know, back in the day that's how we lived, right? So yeah.
Okay, so whatever comes my way. I'm not attached to anything because I'm not worried about anything. I'm not focusing anymore on my own personal achievements. So that's why there's no worries. Everything is for the world, for the universe, and that universe is guiding me. Best thing I've learned is that not to get attached to the outcomes. The outcomes is not in my hand. I keep doing my work and let the nature take its own course.
Yeah, because sometimes we might have a vision. If we're really attached to that vision, I really get that. I really get that.
Because now I'm building a university and I'm telling everybody this for the last 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And most people ask me, when? I say, I don't know.
Who knows? It'll happen.
When is university coming? You got the funds, you got the land, you got the this. How many months, how many? I say, I don't know. It will come by its own flow.
So
whenever it comes, let it come.
I'd like to invite everybody in the chat room because we've got some guests in the chat room, and whoever is listening online, if you're not in the chat room, please feel free to call in. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Madan Kateria, the founder of Laughter Yoga, you can call us at 347-539-5612, and we can all chat, laugh, whatever you feel. Question for Dr. Madan Kateria. Wow, this is such a surprise having you here. How do you think your life has changed from when you began your laughter yoga clubs to now?
Yeah. When I was a medical doctor, I was very ambitious. I was thinking about becoming rich, famous, and making a lot of money. And I wanted to become a best doctor, biggest doctor in India. And I wanted to make lots of money to match with other guys around me. So that was all giving me too much of stress. Even if I was doing good in medical practice, but the money was never enough. I wanted more and more and more, more stress. But when this laughter thing came, I was not really getting around what I wanted in my life. So I was getting a bit frustrated. So the laughter club idea came to me at the right time when I was totally frustrated, not getting what I wanted. And when I started laughing, I felt very, very good. And slowly, with the practice of laughter and people loved it, I started spreading it around. And my thinking, my whole attitude changed towards life. And first thing I realized that when I got this idea of laughter, in the beginning, I thought I could patent it and become millionaire. And suddenly, people started coming to my house with sweets. And from small village, they will come and touch my feet and how much they thank me for what I have done. Then I started crying. I said, look, this idea is not about making money. I want to give it as a gift to the world. I don't want to make money from laughter. So I decided to make laughter clubs for free.
Mm-hmm.
And then everything started to change. And I stopped working for my own personal success. And I realized that life is not about to achieve anything. Life is about to contribute. So I stopped worrying about my own personal income, personal things, gains and satisfaction or achievements. I start every day, open laughter club, help people as much as I can, support people, listen to people. So everything started. I started feeling so happy, so good. So I started getting everything. I started becoming rich. I started becoming more famous, but I wanted to become famous. And not by achieving anything. I don't have much bank balance now, but I'm very rich, you know. My definition of richness is your ability to give is richness, no matter how much you have in your bank balance. So anybody comes and asks for help, I'll give everything away, whatever I have. So this is how I think myself a very rich person. So I wanted to become famous. I'm world famous now. This is a big shift in my life, that life is not nothing to achieve. Life is to contribute. And when you start contributing to the universe, you get everything that you want. So I'm much happier, no stress. And this is a big change. I'm laughing much more than what I used to laugh before.
Mm-hmm.
And so I understood the difference between joy and happiness. Joy is unconditional happiness within yourself. And then I stop looking up. My happiness does not sit on the outside factor. So it's within me. So this is what I discovered. And then I also discovered that laughter is not about sense of humor. So I'm not looking for what's funny and what's amusing. I just laugh like a child. I become much more open, much more generous after laughing, much more compassionate. So I found my own spiritual self. So all my ego went away. So I'm a much more realized person.
And ego is a tough one to get rid of. That's tough.
Mm. So from ego, I removed the E and let it go.
And it's a lifelong process. So, yeah, so you grew up in Mumbai, or where did you grow up?
I was born in a small village in North India, in a farmer family, and none of my brothers and sisters could educate. So my mother had a dream that one of my sons will become a doctor, because there was no doctor in the village. We had to travel 20 miles to get any medical help. So she really inspired me and put me in a boarding school where I could study and become a doctor.
Wow.
And my background is absolutely rustic. We were 8 brothers and sisters.
Wow.
I'm the youngest.
You're the youngest. Me too, I'm the youngest as well. Yeah.
Yay.
Oh, and so you and Madhuri must spend a lot of time together laughing. You guys work together all the time, how does that work?
She's pretty much involved in the Laugh Yoga movement, and but at times we like to be on our own also. So we are okay. I mean, in India we work together always.
Mm-hmm.
Good to be two people are better than one.
Yes. Well, I love watching you both on your YouTube videos. You guys really work well together. It's really great. So is there do you have any funny, interesting stories or anything that you'd like to share with the world? Something?
I put it on the See, many funny things happened. Once I was in Italy, Rome, and we were staying in a house which belonged to a lady, and she went away and she gave the house to us, both Madhuri and myself. And then I realized that I didn't wash my underwears for so many days, and I had to go for the cyber workshop next day. I had only one I was wearing, and then I had to wash before I could wear the next day. So morning I got up, I said, Madhuri, do you have anything washed? She said, no, you go and wash it and wear it again. I said, okay, I'm willing to wash, but I had nothing to dry up. So I'm looking for iron, if I could wash my underwear and dry it with iron. Nothing was there. Then I was looking for, I tried with hair dryer, but it didn't dry up so soon. then I found a frying pan. I said, look, this is a good idea. So I heated up the pan and put my underwear in the frying pan and just keep on stirring it. And guess what? It was dried in 5 minutes.
Well, you're a creative man, so you took your underwear. And you, well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You
no,
didn't have a dryer, so you put them in the.
Yeah, once I was having a pizza and it was in the fridge, and in the night I thought, who will go and get? But then I was sleepy. I said, I'll eat a piece of pizza. And then I took out from the fridge, it was very cold. I said, how to dry it up? There was no microwave in the hotel room. So then I went to the bathroom and pulled up the hair dryer and I tried to heat the pizza with the hair dryer. And guess what? It took about 10 minutes or 15 minutes, it was warm.
And see, that's a perfect example of yeah, when you get in touch with your inner child, your inner playfulness, or get in touch with your positive side, you know, you can be very creative.
Anything. Yeah, anything. So for me, nothing is impossible.
Right. Nothing is impossible. Very, very true. What? So, besides laughter yoga, what else do you like to do for fun?
Say it again, please.
What other things do you like to do for fun besides laughing?
Oh, I used to be a stage actor for 9 years. So if I have time, I will love to act in plays and create my own theater. So in fact, this is one of the major part of the university, the amphitheater. So I love acting. I love speaking. And my hobby is meeting people. I just go out in the street and talk to strangers and try to know what are they up to. Like, for example, a small vendor selling something on the road, I'll sit and spend an hour with him, talking to him about how he lives, where, what is his family. So I'm more interested in people, how they live, how they... So it's about... Even when I go abroad, I'm not interested in buildings and cultures. I just love to know more about people. I'm a people man.
Yeah, there's so many different beautiful people and so much to learn from, right? Everybody
yeah.
is a teacher.
Yeah. I love animals. So
yeah.
I had a dog who died 2 years ago. Mm. And I'm planning to buy another dog. So when I'm in my university center, I'll have lots of animals. Ducks and cats and dogs are my favorite.
Cool. I love dogs. I love cats, but I love my dog. Yeah. Wow. So you're going to be starting, for those who have just joined us in the room here, we're talking to Dr. Madan Kateria, who is the founder of Laughter Yoga, and this is a surprise phone call, so I didn't know he was phoning. We did have a chance to talk just before the show started, but yeah, so I'm really, really happy and honored that he's here, so thanks. We've got Monica and Nearly Immobile Jenny and Radine, and we had Betty Jo Tucker and a bunch of other people that came into the room today. I really want to thank you all for joining us today for the special honor of talking to Dr. Madan Kateria, my mentor.
Yay. Thank you, everybody, listening to our talking, and it's a real pleasure to laugh with Miss Laugh a Lot. Yes. Lovely.
Pardon me?
This was pure coincidence today. I just happened to look at a Skype chat sent by Heather, and it's lovely being on the Blog Talk Radio. And in fact, I'm thinking of creating my own blog. She's inspiring me to create. I don't know whether I'll be able to create my show so often because I'm so much of busy, but I guess nothing is impossible.
Exactly. You can, and you know what? You can do it whenever you want too, right? So, and it's free. It's free,
yeah.
And it's easy. Yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great if you were a radio host. And you know, we've got other laughter yoga leaders on Blog Talk Radio as well. You know that. We've got Laughing Lady, and we've got Lily and Monica. Yeah, we've got a few. So that's
Amy is Laughing Lady.
Amy is Laughing Lady. Yes, and Amy, you know,
hello, Amy.
Hi, Amy. Amy, Dr. Teria, she's the one who inspired me to create my own Blog Talk Radio show because she started first, but I was her co-host. She just came to me one day, and she said, Heather, I have this idea. You know, I'd like to go on teach laughter yoga on Blog Talk Radio. I said, well, hey, do it. Why not? You know, why not? And so soon, you know, I was her co-host, and so we did it together. And then 3 months later, I decided, you know what, I would really like to do this myself. And so here we are. It's been a great journey. Yeah. But yeah, I'm really honored to have you here. I'm trying to imagine you on your television show. I'm trying to imagine you and your Laughter Yoga University, which I think is fantastic, and I would love to help out in any way that I can. That would be just awesome.
You have a job. You can become a Laughter Yoga professor, so you can come and teach people there.
That would be great. Oh, that would be fabulous. It's been one of my dreams to go to India. India is on my list. I just haven't made it there yet, but
welcome. India is waiting for you.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, India is totally waiting for me, and I'd love to go to India and also to Africa, everywhere, you know. And it's so interesting because people, right? Like you get to meet so many people all over the world. That must be so enriching for you.
Yeah.
People are an amazing thing. And so what's on your agenda for today?
Oh, I'm going to sleep now.
What time is it there right now?
10 o'clock in the night. Normally I go to sleep at 9:30, but it's lovely. I'm still awake talking to you and laughing. And I have good news to share with the viewers that we started Laughter Yoga research in Japan, in Osaka University, and they took group of Laughter Yoga people doing Laughter Yoga and group of people listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have a group of people who are under control group. So this study will be complete by end of March, and they will compare the benefits between Laughter Yoga group and music group and control group.
Oh, wow.
Great.
That'd be great. And so when will you find out?
End of March, I will be sending out the newsletter to everyone and post it on our website. Then yesterday on Valentine's Day, 1,000 people gathered in Calcutta and took out a street march and making people aware about Laughter Yoga. They are chanting ho, ho, ha, ha, and then doing very good, yay, and they did some laughter demonstration to bring public awareness. So 1,000 people, they combined love and laughter on Valentine's Day.
That's beautiful.
One more exciting news from Canada. So some of our laughter leaders will be doing laughter yoga session with people who come to attend the Olympics.
Right.
In Winter Olympics.
Yes, I heard about that. That's wonderful. I mean, people...
23rd, 24th and 25th of February, and we will post the videos and photos on our homepage. And I'm also on the Facebook, so anybody can join in and connect with. And our fan page is called Laughter Yoga. And you can sign up from my homepage, laughteryoga.org.
Right.
And it's lovely to be with you, Miss Laugh a Lot. And thank you, everybody who's been listening to our show. And hope I'll come back. I'll jump in the show once again whenever there's a time.
You
when there is the right time.
You're invited anytime you want.
you
can come laugh with us anytime.
Bye bye. Keep laughing, everybody.
You too. Thanks. Bye. Namaste. Wow. Thanks for joining us today, everybody. That was Dr. Madan Kateri himself, the man who I accredit to a lot of change in my life because of what I learned from the concept of laughter yoga that he created. So I'm really feeling a lot of gratitude right now that he called. The first time I've ever talked to him was just a few minutes before the show. Actually, it was 13, 15 minutes before the show where I got a Skype call from him. And then, you know, then we arrive here on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm really, really, really happy that he joined us today. It's amazing. He's been responsible for a lot of change within me. It takes much more than an exterior. It takes an individual to change, right? So, and I know that it's I decided to change myself and learn a lot about joy and about happiness because I needed to. And so with the concept of laughter yoga, I experienced a morphing, a change within me because I decided to make a choice, right? I decided to make a choice that I needed more laughter in my life and I needed a method in order to do it and then to understand it in a deeper way. And since then, I feel very grateful because I've learned a lot. I've learned a lot about people and about many things, many, you know, different diseases, how laughter affects, you know, mental illness, everything from different diseases. And how it really affects the energy in a room or energy within you. You could be laughing by yourself, right? It's an amazing concept. And sometimes maybe people might be a little bit weirded out by it. And I can totally understand that because when I first experienced laughter yoga, I thought, wow, this is kind of interesting. This is an interesting concept, and I wasn't sure, but I laughed, and I thought, okay, well, I'm going to try this again because I think it's really important to try new things a few times to get a really good feel for it, right? So I did, and now I think it's about 3.5 years, or maybe almost 4 years, coming up 4 years that I've been a laughter yoga leader. Wow, that's amazing. Time flies. But yeah, it's an amazing journey. And I'd like to thank you. I'm going to take some deep breaths right now just to honor my presence with you all right now. And send out a whole lot of love and gratitude to you all. And what you learned today or what you felt today, I hope it was good. And if it was good, I hope you take it with you wherever you go. Because you matter. You matter wherever you go. And your energy matters too. So, yeah, I hope you take this beauty with you wherever you go. Just take a few deep breaths and just honor this moment with gratitude. taking time to focus your attention on the earth. You may be standing, you may be laying down, you may be sitting. But let's focus our attention on the earth. And let's bring your breath up from the earth and breathe in all the beauty from the earth. And exhale. Cleansing our mind, cleansing our body, filling ourselves with the energy, the beautiful energy of the earth, the universe, and knowing that with each breath, and each intention of love, there comes a certain kind of protection as long as we focus our intention with love, and then we create that protection. Breathe in. Focusing our attention, doing a body scan. Let's wiggle those toes. Really honor that, you know, if you have toes, let's honor them. You can choose to honor any body part at any time, right? We may choose toes. You may choose knees. Whatever resonates with you. Let's honor our toes and smile that we have toes that give us balance. We have toes that you can spread them out like little froggy toes. Have you ever done that? Spread them out and give them a good stretch. Breathe in, bringing our awareness up to the bottom of our legs. Waking up those legs and honoring them, because those legs carry us wherever we go, right? You know, they can get us dancing, they can get us walking, running, riding our bikes. It's pretty amazing that we have all these parts that help us be the human that we are and experience humanness in the way that we were meant to. And as we breathe in, we're going to take another body scan. We're going up now past our knees. Hi, knees. How you doing? You can even give them a little tap. Yeah, give your knees a little love tap. Yeah. There we go. Now we're going up. Put your hands on your legs and really, you know, give them some love, because top part of your legs there, hold them. Know that they're pretty amazing, just like the rest of your legs that we've just talked about. They're pretty amazing. Our tops of our legs can help us jump, can help us dance. Motion creates emotion. This is one thing Dr. Kateria says. Motion creates emotion, and these legs help us get that motion, right? Honor those legs. Give them a little tap. Yeah, good legs. Move your hand up. Move your awareness or your hand, whatever you wish. Up to your hips. Let's really honor these hips. Honor them with touch. Honor them with breath. Breathe in. Honor that, you know, your hips are, they're there. Thanks, hips. You can move your awareness to your buttocks, your bottom. You can even place your hands there. And really give thanks for your bottom. Let's breathe in for your bottom. Breathe in. Your bottom carries a lot of tension. It has the potential to carry a lot of tension if it's not released through stretching and movement. If you're sitting, if you sit a lot, it's important to stretch your body. Mm-hmm. Anytime during your day, and maybe you're feeling a little overwhelmed or frustrated. Maybe there's a lot of sound around you. Some people are quite sound sensitive. I am. I really like to have quiet. It's very important to me. And sometimes you may be in a place where it's not possible for it to be quiet, but when you can go inside and find your quiet space, it really helps. Yeah. So we always have that quiet within us. We just have to remember that it's there and practice how to get there. So a moment of silence could mean 30 seconds to you before a thought even enters in your mind, or a minute. You can work yourself up, right? You can practice your way with being silent and pushing out the thoughts in your head. It's a skill. It's a skill to practice that you know, really benefits your health. Moving up with our body scan, we're going to move, put your attention over your belly, put your hand on your belly. Breathe in for your belly and really give thanks for your belly. Letting go of all your inhibitions, all the tension that you may carry there. And smile if you wish. Smile with your belly. Breathe in. Bring in your awareness back up to your heart. Let's breathe in. Deep from the earth, breathe in all the love from the earth, goes up, and you exhale all the love that you brought from the earth. Placing your hand on your heart, really honor and feel the beat of your heart, the rhythm. If you're sitting, you can maybe even start to sway. Kind of sway back and forth gently and move with the rhythm of your heart. Remembering to deep breathe. Take breaths when you need to as you sway. This is your moment. Really honor your body right now. Swaying back and forth if you're sitting. If you're lying down, you can just lie there with your hand on your heart, really connect yourself with the earth or the surface beneath you. Connect your body with that and ground yourself. Giving thanks that our heart is beating right now. Remembering this moment during your day. There may be moments when, you know, there may be chaos, there may be unpeaceful things that happen, but maybe we can set the intention for today that if that happens, let's return to this moment because we are creating this bond together right now. Our hearts beating together, focusing our attention on love and unity. With a breath, we're going to move our intention all the way up to our throat. Put your hand on your throat, on your neck, and just hold it. Just take some time to honor your throat with breath. Breathe in with love, right from the earth, from the bottom of your toes. Bring that energy, the love, beautiful energy from the earth up. And let's let it out with an ah. Breathing in from the earth again. Breathing all the way up from the earth to the top of our head now. And letting it out with an ah. Thank you for joining us today, everybody. I hope you had a fabulous time here and hope you have a fabulous day. Hey, have a fabulous life. I'd like to play a song for you. This is our extra, actually. It's called Directions. Love in all directions. Have a great day. It's been Miss Lavalette. Everybody.